don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on. Baby, it breaks the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances, 100 miles long. There's a call of silence, and it can't go on.
Michael, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting to the Matrix on the 14th of May, 2008. For those who've kept me going by donating, I thank you. For those who listen and lap it up, including some of the authors who make their money off it and have admitted this to me, it'd be nice to see something coming my way for a change. Because times are going to get tougher than they already are, and I pay a lot of money out even on taxes here where I live too. Or else you're evicted from where you live. You don't own anything anymore, as everyone knows. You pay rent to governments. That's the world over. Now, for newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and go over lots of the previous talks I've given on this amazing subject of the New World Order, which isn't really new. It's the same old order moving into a new phase, a pre-planned phase. Every detail of it is planned long before you're born, in fact, like a long-term business plan. Also look into Alan Watt's sentinel.eu and download transcripts in the various languages of Europe, print them up and pass them to your friends. I was thinking over last night about the problem about information overload. That's something that everyone has today. We're really downloaded in every station you turn into with information overload. And I try not to get caught up in all the details, because you got to get above it and see the big picture, which is the plan itself. And that's more important. It's more important to see where you're going, where everything's intended to go. That way you can prepare your mind, if nothing else, to get through it and to bring others through it with you, possibly. It was known even in the Soviet system when they went into infiltrate countries how you must first demoralize the people. And demoralization and degradation is part of a 30-year strategy, at least minimum 30 years, so that a couple of generations are born and raised and have their own children, and they're born and raised in an altering society where all values go out the window, and it's a sort of do-your-own-thing for a little while until you pay the piper. And now, of course, we're paying the piper. And those who led the charge for freedom, what they thought was freedom, in the Marxist side of things, will be the first ones to get bumped off, because the utopia they were bringing in is to be a fascist system after all, and such people would still rebel against the new system, therefore they're the first to go. And that includes the professors and all the rest who helped it along. And most of these particular types of systems come from universities on down. The students are brainwashed. They have soft and pliable heads. We're going in, as I say, to a plan, a very, very old plan, well documented, really, by big players who sat in think tanks and who were given access to sciences, very, very old sciences of the mind and mass populations, mass psychology, stuff they're still relearning at the bottom level in colleges and universities. And I'll be back with more of this thing after this break.
Oh. American adventurer Jim Humble discovered how a simple chemical compound and powerful oxidizer, chlorine dioxide, could be effectively used to reduce toxicity within the human body. The buzz on Jim's discovery, MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, is spreading, but not the understanding. Until now. Understanding MMS, Conversations with Jim Humble, is a new DVD available at understanding-mms.com. The Understanding MMS DVD will show how you can be a part of your own solution to toxicity. Here's the documentary producer.
This is Adam Abraham inviting you to get informed and help others to be informed of this amazing way to reduce the body's load of toxins, harmful microorganisms, and pathogens from the waters inside our bodies.
Get your understanding today for only $29.95 at understanding-mms.com. That's understanding-mms.com. Use passcode RBN to receive 10% off.
Our health really depends on it.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with this. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts, and we're back cutting through the matrix. And like the wheel of that guitar, we're always wheeling on about what's happening in the world today. And I'm talking about information overload, because information by itself, and it's always streamed out every day, there's always new stuff given to the public really to talk about. And sure enough, we sit and discuss it and worry and fret and fume, because we're never given any way out of the problems that are coming up and being created. It's more important to keep stability within oneself and be very selective on what fills your mind. Remember, you're the only guardian to your own mind, no one else's. And Huxley and others talked about the same kind of thing, information overload. And Jack Z. Lowell went into it in great depth as well. He talked even about how holiday camps were set up, where noise would be on the go all the time, like a circus, where music would fill the air and radios would be blasting out, and it would fill the void between you and the big emptiness out there. It would give you a sense of presence, of people being near you, but really you're still detached, you're almost unconscious, because other people are filling your head with mainly extraneous thoughts. And regular radio throughout the world is filled with little incidents and topics that get folks so involved and they get all hot and bothered about it, but really it's all trivia that they're given. And even in the Patriot movement too, a lot of stuff is given out for them to fuss and fume about, but there's never a solution given. And just yelling about it, as we do, isn't going to change it. We have to be very selective, and people should be preparing for the worst of times, because that's what's on the cards. That's what's been planned, and many years have been put into setting up a system to bring it all on and contain it while it goes down, and then a new system emerges. Not a new system that we're familiar with. It's no longer the system of consume and produce. It's going to be a system that's scientifically organized, including population and functions for every individual. They won't have you born if there's no function for you to fulfill. And they've already said at the Royal Institute of International Affairs that everyone, every world citizen, will have a purpose and a duty to serve the world state. That's what it's all about. A scientific horror show where the elite will no longer have to entertain you, fleece you and con you into getting fleeced. You'll simply be unable to even think for yourself. You won't see yourself as an individual. It's time for the control freaks, and they're all rolling out on cue. And no one in the major media comes out without being ordered to do so, in politics and so on. This is from the Daily Mail on the 12th of May 2008 by Steve Doughty. And it says, town halls should map race and religion to identify tension hotspots, says Hazel Blears. Now, this is happening in Britain, but it's also been done across the US, Canada, and everywhere else, because they're all together in this particular agenda. And goes on to say, more than 10 million people are to have their everyday disputes, their politics, and their business lives checked by new tension monitoring committees. These NGOs are a little bit more. There'll still be NGOs, but they'll have official government backing. The committees are to be set up to try to cut the risk of riots or disturbances in the aftermath of terrorist outrages or outbreaks of local racial trouble. They will ask for and file reports on named troublemakers whose political activities are considered to be raising community tensions. Now, that's going to get rid of everyone who has leadership abilities, has the knowledge, and can communicate to others that particular knowledge. That's what that's intended to do. It goes on to say here, reports on the behavior and attitudes of local residents, their attitudes of local residents, will be collected by community workers, neighborhood wardens, just like World War II, local councillors, and provided by voluntary organizations. There's your NGOs, you see, according to a paper published by Communities Secretary Hazel Blears today. And I've got a photograph of Miss Blears with a big smug grin on her face, and I bet you she is one amazing control freak, this woman. This article then goes on, it will then be considered by the monitoring committees run by town halls. A sample tension monitoring form for use in checking on the likelihood of local racial or religious trouble asks for details of individuals considered to be making political trouble. Now, that's a very vague statement there, or term, political trouble. Does that mean if you disagree with anything, then you're on the list? Well, exactly, that's exactly what it does mean, because we know that when Mr. Bush said you're either with us or against us, he meant that anyone who wasn't for this agenda and the war and the wars that we're going to bring on was also a potential enemy. The monitoring committees will ask for information on those identified as troublemakers, which includes such as age, gender, ethnicity, and faith of those being reported on. The call for monitoring of everyday life in the cause of community cohesion contingency planning. Boy, they love these terms, don't they? Community cohesion contingency planning was made by Mrs. Blears in a paper aiming to help identify tension hotspots and improve cohesion, the government's buzzword for reducing racial and religious strife. And I should add, by removing the people that they think might cause it. The word was adopted in 2006 after the once-dominating left-wing doctrine of multiculturalism was dropped by Labour because it made tensions worse rather than better. Now, there's nothing new in this whole technique of multiculturalism. The ancients did the same thing. when they brought in new peoples and conquered territories and then flooded and tried to denationalize the people who were already there by flooding it in different areas. The Romans did the same thing. Britain was very good at it across the Commonwealth. So they knew what they were doing. They were setting up a chessboard to create world trouble, world riots, so they can have a world system and all things will be sorted out by a world government. It says here, but the establishment of monitoring committees and town halls is likely to generate new concerns about spying and surveillance by local councils. Concerns have deepened in recent weeks after the Daily Mail revealed that Poole Council in Dorset had spied on a family's life for 3 weeks because it wrongly suspected the parents of abusing rules on school catchment areas. It's getting so incredibly ridiculous. There are also worries over the spread of new council quasi-police forces like the bin police. I'm not kidding, this is real, you couldn't make this up. Oh, this could only come from the minds of bureaucrats. The bin police, that's for your garbage, that recently gave a criminal record to a bus driver in Cumbria who left the lid of his family wheelie, that's his bin, his garbage bin, open by 4 inches. They've got spies going around actually measuring this. Mrs. Blair's paper said that a recent survey by her department found that 81% of the population feel that people from different backgrounds get on well in her area. However, that means that nearly 1 in 5 people, more than 11 million, live in areas where the new tension monitoring committees will operate. This will spread everywhere, I guarantee you. They always start small and spread everywhere. The community's secretary said the overwhelming majority of people in this country live successfully side by side, but we cannot take this for granted. Challenges to cohesion do exist. This might be different between ethnic or faith groups or new migrants and longer-term residents, but things can be done to address problems at the earliest opportunity and stop these things escalating. She said town halls would get an extra $50 million, or pounds, £50 million in double that for dollars, to help them set up and run the new tension monitoring committees, each of which will be run by senior local authority officials who are in the club. I added that part on. The committees will include representatives from housing authorities, schools, the National Health Service, the Fire Brigade, there you go, same as the US, community workers and neighbourhood wardens in an area, which in areas which have them. Voluntary community and faith groups will also be asked to provide information. They will record qualitative community intelligence alongside reports of race incidents, gang and turf conflicts, disputes between neighbours, complaints about noise, and examples of low local trust, including low trust in politicians. So in other words, when they ask you about politics, and you'll chat away, meanwhile they're taking all this data if you've got low trust in your politician. Economic activity, including business investment and housing demand, will also be monitored. So these groups and these NGOs are monitoring your bank accounts and everything. So will political extremism. I wonder what that is. The sample tension monitoring form provided by civil servants as a model for councils to follow in recording information calls for the name of the monitor and his or her organization to be filed. It asks for an assessment of whether levels of community tension are high, medium, or low. Under the heading political, monitors are to be asked to provide details of situation, incident, that is where, when, who, age, gender, ethnicity, faith, and what, useful to specify whether experienced, evidence, or potential. Councils are told that under data protection law, they are allowed to record details of individuals as long as the material is fairly gathered and stored. Now, this has never been done in the British history, except when they brought in the Domesday Book with William the Conqueror, where everybody in Britain and everything you had, including your little hen, was basically put down in a book as being owned by the king, the new king. And here they go, literally with all high tech and everything else. This means that police and everybody's involved, and spying equipment and high technology, and plus people on the street, pounding the street, going into cafes, restaurants, bars, and getting you to chat, and putting you on one list or another. This is worse than any Red Terror or any uprising in Paris that happened in the 1700s. Back with more after the following messages.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Paul has not quit the race and is going stronger than ever. Since our last ad, Ron Paul delegates have won major victories in Missouri, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Florida, and many others. Many do not understand how the election process works. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. Ron Paul has a plan, and he wants you to become a delegate, which are first voted in county, state, and then the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win to find out more on how you can become a Ron Paul delegate in your area. That's ronpaulflags.com. Remember, buying a Ron Paul flag will keep these important ads on the air. So stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526. Buy a Ron Paul flag today.
I'm Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix and just pointing out to you that this is not just happening sporadically. You're seeing the implementation of totalitarian control all throughout society. Now, they really have been putting people out in the society for many years and increasing their numbers to collect data on the public. It's been well known, for instance, that many people who've worked in government positions and bureaucracy positions, when they semi-retire or retire, can be given grants to go and live inside communities, start little NGOs up and start collecting data. And we know that books that were written in the 1800s and early 1900s admitted there were 5,000 odd spies being hired by the London government just to go around all the bars and tea places and coffee shops in London to listen to gossip and gather data. They must always know if the public are chatting about the things they're supposed to chat about from the newspapers, arguing about politics as they're supposed to do from the newspapers, and so on. And that's how they keep the pulse on the public. But when you see it, literally, these little nobodies being given little badges, you might say, to go around collecting data on you. And this is, remember, too, they're not taught like even the police. The police have at least to have a training for the police where they had to at least be civil to the public. They'll say, sir, to you now with a sneer, but But they still have to be, in a sense, careful what they do in case they put their foot in it and there's some sort of comeback on them. But these little NGOs and all the rest of it don't get that kind of training, but they want the power. And you give them little clearance badges, etc., to start this data collection, and you're going to see the control freaks really go to town. They have nothing else to think about. Suddenly, for the first time in their life, they have the ability to start yelling at people and screaming and so on. And if you think that Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union were bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. Because these characters, these low-level psychopaths, have been chomping at this, waiting to get something like this going. And here it is, authorization from the government at the top down to these little control freaks at the bottom. And I said years ago, I've collected data this way, and that you should not discuss major things or even trivial things that affect you with anyone in your area. That's a no-no. That even means your local neighbors especially, because things you say in comments and passing filter. They filter all the way to the local cafe or where the cops go and have their coffee and so on. And data is collected. A lot of the Eastern Star women are involved in data collection. Some of them have actually admitted that. That's their job. So you have to be very careful. Now it's time to start guarding your thoughts. Because these lists are being drawn up for a very good purpose. And it won't be just to give you a little fine for wrong think. It's to collect you or drag you out of your home when they're given the orders one day. And then you'll be reconditioned in some kind of camp, the same kind of things the Soviets used to use in the gulags. We're going through hell, as I said before, and we must go through hell because there's no way out of this. You cannot go back in a system that was never yours to begin with. The same big boys and their families controlled the system that your parents lived in and your grandparents. They gave them their realities. They gave them their wars. Wars which always had ulterior purposes. The last major one, World War II, to bring the world under the United Nations, the embryo for world government. That was the real function of the war. H.G. Wells wrote about it in his own books. But for Joe Blow at the bottom thinks it's only one war of one people against another people. They never see the big picture because they don't need advanced propaganda. They get basic, minimal propaganda. And that's good enough for most people when it's repeated over and over enough. You'd be surprised how our brains operate and how changes within our brains occur. I've spoken about this years ago. When you learn something new, how certain pathways are created throughout your actual brain physically. And how they network together all the different compartments that you have. These sciences are actually very, very, very old, well understood, but only just starting to get put out as though that it's brand new and it's been discovered or rediscovered all over again. And this is about this particular thing. I've said before, be careful what you let into your mind. This is also from the Daily Mail, and it's the 9th of May, 2008. It says, the real brain drain, modern technology, including violent video games, is changing the way our brains work, says a neuroscientist. This is by Susan Greenfield. And she says, human identity, the idea that defines each and every one of us, could be facing an unprecedented crisis. It's a crisis that would threaten long-held notions of who we are, what we do, and how we behave. It goes right to the heart or the head of us all. The crisis could reshape how we interact with each other, alter what makes us happy, and modify our capacity for reaching our full potential as individuals. Well, we know we're not supposed to be individuals in the mass society. And it's caused by one simple fact. The human brain, that most sensitive of organs, is under threat from the modern world. And I'll be back with more of this after the following messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Cutting through the matrix, trying to show you what reality really is. And it's a far cry from your conditioned reality that's pushed out every day from the mainstream media and little quips from politicians. We're under a scientific technique, have been all our lives, of indoctrination. We're lulled into la-la land and we obey our masters very, very well. I'll continue with this article from the Daily Mail here on the brain itself and how the modern world is altering how we think and maybe physically altering the brain itself. Unless we wake up to the damage that the gadget-filled, pharmaceutically enhanced 21st century is doing to our brains, we could be sleepwalking towards a future in which neurochip technology blurs the line between living and non-living machines. Neurochip is a chip in your brain. And between our bodies and the outside world. It would be a world where such devices could enhance our muscle power or our senses beyond the norm, and where we all take a daily cocktail of drugs to control our moods and performance. Robert Duvall was in a movie about that very type of future. People should look up the movies he's made and look out up the one to do with the future where they're all drugged. They get drugged every day and monitored. Already, an electronic chip has been developed that could allow a paralyzed patient to move a robotic limb just by thinking about it. As for drug-manipulated moods, they're already with us, although so far only to a medically prescribed extent. Increasing numbers of people already take Prozac for depression, Paxil as an antidote for shyness, and give Ritalin to children to improve their concentration. That's the standard version, anyway. But what if there were still more pills to enhance or correct a range of other specific mental functions? What would such aspirations to be perfect or better do to our notions of identity? And what would it do to those who could not get their hands on the pills? Would some finally have become more equal than others, as George Orwell always feared? Of course, there are benefits from technical progress, but there are great dangers as well, and I believe that we are seeing some of those today. I'm a neuroscientist, and my day-to-day research at Oxford University strives for an ever greater understanding and therefore maybe one day a cure for Alzheimer's disease. Yeah, sure, buddy. But one vital fact I've learned is that the brain is not the unchanging organ that we might imagine. It not only goes on developing, changing, and in some tragic cases, eventually deteriorating with age, it is also substantially shaped by what we do to it and by the experience of daily life. When I say shaped, I'm not talking figuratively or metaphorically, I'm talking literally. At a microcellular level, the infinitely complex network of nerve cells that make up the constituent parts of the brain actually change in response to certain experiences and stimuli. The brain, in other words, is malleable, not just in early childhood, but right up to early child adulthood, and in certain instances beyond. The surrounding environment has a huge impact both in the way our brains develop and how that brain is transformed into a unique human mind. Of course, there's nothing new about that. Human brains have been changing, adapting, and developing in response to outside stimuli for centuries. He's telling you, he's a Darwinist, he believes in evolution. What prompted me to write my book is that the pace of change in the outside environment and in development of new technologies has increased dramatically. This will affect our brains over the next 100 years in ways we might never have imagined. Our brains are under the influence of an ever-expanding world of new technology, multi-channel television, video games, MP3 players, the internet, wireless and networks, Bluetooth links, and the list goes on and on. But our modern brains are also having to adapt to other 21st century intrusions, some of which, such as prescribed drugs like Ritalin and Prozac, are supposed to be of benefit, and some of which, such as widely available illegal drugs like cannabis and heroin, are not. Electronic devices and pharmaceutical drugs all have an impact on the microcellular structure and complex biochemistry of our brains, and that in turn affects our personality, our behavior, and our characteristics. In short, the modern world could well be altering our human identity. What he's not mentioning here is that a lot of stuff's being done to our brains already through the inoculations and the food and the spraying from the skies and a whole host of things, including psychotronics. 300 years ago, our notions of human identity were vastly simpler, were defined by the family we were born into and our position within that family. Social advancement was nigh on impossible, and the concept of individuality took a back seat. That only arrived with the Industrial Revolution, which for the first time offered rewards for initiative, ingenuity, and ambition. Suddenly people had their own life stories, one which could be shaped by their own thoughts and actions. For the first time, individuals had a real sense of self. Now, that part's true. I've told people before in previous talks that individuality has only been around for 200 years in the modern sense of the word. And we're giving it up. We're giving it up very quickly because it's too heavy a burden. That's what's happening to most people. And you see the effects all around you. They give up their individuality and become the mass. So really, it's not really just a fight of dominance between the elite over the masses. It's the masses who are also symbiotically related to the elite, the sheep and the shepherd. The problem is always for those in between who are still individuals and don't belong to the upper elite and don't want control over others. But by the same token, they're forced along with every part of the agenda that the elite want because the masses under democracy vote and do exactly as they're told. When you don't want to go along, the authorities say to you, what's wrong with you? Everyone else accepts this. They accept it. And that's how the system works. He's on to say here, Anyone who doubts the malleability of the adult brain should consider a starting piece of research conducted at Harvard Medical School. Here, a group of adult volunteers, none of whom could play the piano, were split into three groups. The first groups were taken in a room. What it goes to say is they did a blind study, and ones were told just to imagine that they were playing the piano for 3 days, and they found changes within the brain as though they actually had been doing it. They couldn't actually play the piano, but there was a change inside their brain. That means, too, that when you're watching video games, there's actual change that stays inside your brain. When you're raised in video games or violence, a constant stream of violence, and that's what children have been watching for the last 30 years as they grow up, you have set changes occurring within their brains. And here they are talking about why is society so violent upon each other. It's no great secret. We've been played and tampered with, and they knew the effects of this long ago, because this information is coming out now. It's old, old, old stuff. This was known over 100 years ago, probably hundreds of years ago, definitely 100 years ago, according to old books that I have read. Now I'm going to go to the phones, and we've got John from Florida. Are you there, John?
Yes, I'm here. Alan, how are you?
Not so bad.
Thank you for taking my call. As you read and made your commentary, I could not help but coming up with an image in my mind of this round table, and around the table you had Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Pinochet, Ceausescu, Papa Doc, Marcos Perez Jimenez, and a couple of others.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all laughing amongst themselves as they see what's taking place in the United States of America.
You're right on. You're spot on. And, you're with you. Yep.
And they said to each other, look at them. They used to decry us, and now they have become one of us.
That's right.
And there's an empty chair there. And guess who the empty chair is for?
Mm-hmm.
I leave that to your judgment.
Yeah, understand.
One of the design features, and I use the word design purposely, of the SARS virus is that the viral agent takes up residence in a host which has Asian ethnic background.
Yeah.
According to the statistics and the cases populated.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese, Japanese, Asian secret society, which boasts a membership of 6 million, have issued a...
I've heard that, but I tell you, I don't really believe it. I don't really believe it. I saw the video, and
right. There
was so much in the video that had no credence at all, including getting to interview Mr. Rockefeller. See, these guys literally know what the questions are going to be asked. They demand to know before they accept interviews. And when you go on to the rest of the story, it's just too far-fetched. We know for a fact, for instance, that the West set up modern-day China. Lord Bertrand Russell, in his own memoirs, said that he was one of them to be sent over to teach them what they thought was communism in the universities in China. So he went over, amongst many others, to teach. And Canada taught most of their engineers. And I used to wonder in the 70s and 80s how come Canada had such a preponderance of Chinese students when they had no factories over there at the time. And we were setting up, we were training their future engineers for factories they didn't even have yet. So the West has set up China wholeheartedly, and then through the GATT Treaty, through the massive funding that they get through that, and corporations get to leave the shores of their own country, set up in China, then the taxpayers of the country they left are to fund the setting up. I don't think taxpayers know that. We fund every factory that leaves the shores, and we fund and pay any losses they claim they've incurred during the setup until they're in production again. This is an incredible boon for these psychopaths at the top of corporations, and that's who set it up. So they have China well under their thumb. And I've looked at some of the richest people in China, and they're very, very old families predating the communist era. You still have the same big, big wealthy families at the top. And they're even building incredible palaces, like Grecian palaces with Greek statues all over the grounds. They're living like no modern robber baron has ever lived before. These guys are not going to bite the hand that feeds them, and they'll make sure that they come down hard on Chinese who try to think otherwise.
Nevertheless, the eugenical depopulation agenda is still...
Oh, it's underway.
It's underway. So let's assume for conversation purposes that there might be some credence to this, okay? And a bacteriological weapon is not unleashed on the Asian population because of this ultimatum. A couple of days ago, Burma was hit by a catastrophic cyclone, okay? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And China was just hit a couple of days ago by a 7.9 earthquake, okay?
Yeah.
Do you think that there might be a possibility, a probability, a chance that maybe silent weapons, namely the HAARP, could be used to trigger these type of catastrophes in order to send these people a signal that weapons, biological weapons or no biological weapons, the agenda is still in force?
It could be. We know that they have, and this was written into the Treaty on Weather Warfare at the United Nations in the 70s, stated they can cause the hurricanes, the cyclones, the floods, the tsunamis, earthquakes. It can all be done with HAARP alone. And now they have arrays of satellites working alongside HAARP. They can literally hit whole continents with various types of weaponry. It's possible that they've used it there as a warning, but personally I think it's to get the West used to as well. It's all going to come here. So, you know, the elite in China go to the same meetings at the United Nations to do with depopulation, and they accept that they'll be taking their population down with the rest of the world. And they know that the population they want to reach eventually in the West is to be about one quarter or less of what it is today. Therefore, they won't need the Chinese population that they have now to manufacture. The much, much smaller, reduced manufacturing force in China. So the whole planet's going to be taken down in turn at the right time.
Yeah, but I'm sure that just as there are people aware on this side of the world that this is taking place, I'm positively sure that over that side of the world there is resistance to this agenda also.
Oh, I'm sure there's people within, yeah. And China really cracks down on dissidents so fast. Mm-hmm. I get mail all the time from dissidents who are just grabbed off the street. One folk singer recently was grabbed. He sang protest songs and he was put into the mortuary. They don't mess around over there. In fact, the U.S. And Britain will go the same way. They've given themselves the laws to do it. They just have to start really implementing them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just read not too long ago today that there's another cyclone being formed in that area right now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know of any site that can give me some type of instrument reading as to the HAARP project?
Yeah, I do have one. I'll have to get the guy to send it back to me, and I'll put it up on the website. I'll make a note of that and put it up on the site. Yeah.
Okay, my friend. All right, my friend. Thank you. And I heard you a couple of days ago bitching and moaning, and I just want to encourage you to keep up the good fight. And I know that you have not been brought through the Red Sea and the wilderness to be left to die in the wilderness.
Well, thanks
and
very much.
You will see the promised land, and together we will bring down this Babylonian system.
Yes, for sure.
All right, my friend. Thank
you. Thanks for calling, John. And I've got Jim from Louisiana. Are you there, Jim?
Yes, I am, Alan. Hi.
Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, I really appreciate your perspective on things. I've downloaded quite a few of your talks from YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a couple of a question about the Tavistock Institute and the entertainment industry in the 60s, especially the Beatles and maybe the Rolling Stones and some of the other.
Yeah, well, let's keep the questions low, though, because we don't have much time.
Sure. I just wonder if you could give me your perspective on the Tavistock Institute's influence.
There's no doubt the Tavistock, even Huxley mentioned himself, he worked there, and he went in to watch their early experiments to do with literally putting wires in brains of people and controlling them. Hold on, and I'll come back after these messages.
Thank you.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Paul has not quit the race and is going stronger than ever. Since our last ad, Ron Paul delegates have won major victories in Missouri, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Florida, and many others. Many do not understand how the election process works. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. Ron Paul has a plan, and he wants you to become a delegate, which are first voted in county, state, and then the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win to find out more on how you can become a Ron Paul delegate in your area. That's ronpaulflags.com. Remember, buying a Ron Paul flag will keep these important ads on the air. So stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526. Buy a Ron Paul flag today.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Watts. We're back cutting through the matrix and talking to Jim from Louisiana, who asked about Tavistock. And sure enough, yeah, Huxley and others were in Tavistock. He talked about it quite openly, and he was so enthralled by the fact that they could make people behave in other ways by inserting wires in their brain. This is back in the 50s. The Tavistock was set up as a big, not just an experimental station to test people out and behavior, but also to study world psychology and mass psychology and so on, because that's what's used on the public worldwide. And one of their specialities was to do with how they could use the radio and eventually television to totally alter culture and use it as a form of propaganda, and also to make the people docile and dependent. And that's happened. It's been very, very successful in this area. But they also realized that music had a lot to do, because they had to grab the young generations especially. And Tavistock was definitely involved in finding out what kinds of sounds, actual sounds themselves, very deep sounds, heavy bass, repetitive drumming, the beat, and also very high frequency sounds that, that only the young, very young, can hear. And this was incorporated into electronic music, which eventually went, found its way into the studios. And there's no doubt at all that Theo Adorno, who was heavily involved with Beatles music, he owned the rights to them until he died, and then Michael Jackson bought them over. And Theo Adorno himself was part of the Frankfurt team that came over after World War II. He set up a massive committee to do, again, with behavioral psychology. He himself was a form of a Trotskyite and an elitist too. People think that Marxism or Trotskyism is for the masses. It's not really. They believe in evolution. They believe there's a superior class. And the Soviets found that out, because they got superior class moved in at the beginning of the revolution, and they stayed there all through. Their children took over from them. So Adorno and others were heavily involved in the music industry, and they knew music. They knew classical music too. And you'll find, when you get the hints of the more complex musical schemes throughout the music of the early bands, you know which ones they were involved with, because three chord wonders, young guys who play in a garage at the back, don't come up with these kind of melodies and complex variations, tempo changes, and key changes, and even you bringing in classical instrumentation. It takes someone who knows what they're doing to put that together. So all entertainment has been run definitely since 1950 by departments, actually, of the CIA. There's actually books out on it now. So they funded what type of music was to come in. They even funded the arts industry. That's why you had the nihilistic type art that would help degenerate us again, make us feel hopeless. And they also even funded certain plays into existence again, which left young people with a sense of despondency and despair. This all came from MI6 and the CIA. They ran the culture industry and special departments along with Tavistock and some real macabre geniuses at the top, like Adorno.
So what you're saying, the Beatles didn't actually write their songs or their music?
All we can say for sure is that Adorno owned the rights to the songs.
That's interesting. Thank you for your perspective.
Thanks for calling. I'm sorry I can't get back to the rest of the callers, but it's been a fast night. From a very rainy Ontario, Canada, where the mosquito larvae are just cheering, from Hamish myself, it's good night to me. Your God or your gods go with you.